Dave Moore on Today FM.
Welcome to the podcast, Dave Moore. Cathal Minogue is very excited. Emer is here. Cathal, why are you so excited?
What?
Why are you giggling?
I'm messing around with the new iOS 18, Emer.
Oh, wow. Show off your space in his phone.
Well, you see, this is the thing.
Oh, you don't.
I don't have enough space to put 17.1 on my phone. I have an ancient phone.
Yeah, no, I used to be like that. I just buy storage. I bought storage. I already pay for storage.
I already pay €2.
What size is your phone in terms of storage on it?
I want to say 128.
Ah, come on. You should be able to make that work then.
You've too much something there now.
Okay, let's have a look.
Go into your storage.
I would like to point out my phone is storage. Also ancient, which doesn't help.
What phone is it?
It's an 11.
I was on iPhone 11 for a long time, and I went iPhone 11 to iPhone 14, when the 14 came out. Emer, the difference.
I know. It's the difference financially.
This is an iPhone 11.
Like mine is mostly apps.
When you go into storage, what's the, because they do, they kind of
at 58.86, and it's the red is apps, and it's mostly red.
Okay, but they see below that now. Does it populate it with what the biggest thing is?
WhatsApp and Telegram, and then on my phone.
How much is WhatsApp?
8.18 gigabytes.
Do you need eight gigs?
I don't want to lose all my chats and everything.
I'm ruthless.
No, Carl is totally ruthless. I wouldn't be deleting the chats, but if you go into the media, you can go through videos and go, I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You get the 8 gigs down to 2 gigs, and then your Telegram's pretty big as well, is it?
Yeah, Telegram's huge. But that's just me and Nikki. Also, do you know how many photos? This is really funny.
Go on.
Do you know how many photographs Nikki and I have shared, if I can find it now?
Oh, yeah, how many you've shared? Oh, that's incredible. Yes.
If you go into our group chat. How much?
How many?
34,000 photographs.
You've shared.
34,179 photos, 2,087 videos.
Do you just communicate via memes?
No, but also I'm like, he's a sucker for just sending me a screen grabber. I'm like, look at this thing I found. Like the last couple of photographs were, fog.
Fog.
The local shop that's now been turned into an Asian market, which is very exciting for both us here at home, both here in the office and at home. And then several photographs of deer.
What I will say is my life got revolutionized when I adopted iCloud photos. So my photos used to be, like, when I say big, I mean like 150 gigabytes. Then I hit, iCloud upload, and it went from 100 gigabytes to like 3 gigabytes. I was like, what?
I probably don't need this photograph from the 21st of July 2015 of Nikki's shop when he was buying some pork mince, some onions, some oregano, a tube of tomato paste, and I'm assuming a tin of tomato.
He was obviously making a nice bolognese is what he was making.
I've got into our group chat, let's say. That's so much storage in that. I've deleted now since the 20th. The last photo I have on it is the 20th of the 6th. So that was 3 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And there is like over 350 bits of media in there, from videos of Dave's kids and just screenshots of stuff.
A lot of
you need to clear all
the
that. Like, you don't need that.
Yeah, because let's face it, we use that group to
it's a dumping ground.
Yeah, it's a total dumping ground.
But anyway, what I am messing with at the moment.
Oh yeah, back to you.
Who wants to get their some sort of conversion rate?
Okay, so in iOS 18, if you haven't yet gotten it, or if you've got an Android phone.
Yeah, who wants to something?
There are lots of updates to iOS 18 to how the environment on the iPhone works. One of the biggest ones is definitely the calculator. Now, Carl is very, very excited about this.
So, just so you know, Eames, €5 at the moment equates to 4.21. In Great British Pounds.
Oh.
So you can do currency conversion in the app of Cathal. Do you want me to completely blow your mind?
Yeah.
That's nothing. If you tap down the bottom left of your calculator, you see a picture of a calculator.
Yeah.
It's only in iOS 18.
It's only in iOS 18.
Okay,
and go to the maths notes.
Yes.
You end up with, which is the same as the notes app. So I'm going to show you this. Everyone look at me for a sec, right?
Yeah.
So this is notes app. So I'm going to write in here my fingers, right? Hang on. I just tap it. Yeah. New note. New note, right. 18. Come on, you. It's work now. Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm getting it. It's my first time doing it.
Oh.
Can you type yet? I'm trying to type. Where's my type button? Or not type. Draw. Here we go. So look, 18 plus 1 equals 9. Oh, it thinks it's 9. A plus 1 is 9.
Why is
but
it's, Dave?
It's done it in my handwriting, right?
Loves that.
322.
I know what he's trying to do.
Divided by 4 equals.
It's not working for me.
Oh, no.
Why isn't it working?
Terrible.
No, it's working. Look,
hey, good podcast, guys.
Yeah, I'm loving this.
You like the visual stuff on the podcast?
Oh, I know what you mean, though. So anyway, everyone download, if you have an iPhone and you're lucky enough to have storage and you're lucky enough to have an iPhone, download iOS 18 and you can do all the cool things like convert.
Like nothing.
And
anyway, it's very cool, apparently, if you can use it. But yeah, it writes things in your own handwriting. I think it's really impressive on the iPad with the pencil. When you're doing formulae and things like that. Anyway.
Do you know what I need? What?
Well,
a different podcast.
No, do you know what I need? I need for the world clock to just show me, like, really simply. I need a calculator for time zones. I just can't do time zones.
Okay, so which is fair.
I'll put that just iOS 19. Apple get on it.
But there is a website that can solve all your woes.
Yeah, yes. But I don't trust it. And it's,
No.
Is it the one with the bars? And then you can, like, scroll across and it drops down.
No.
Then there's like GMT. Like
no,
GMT
you just simply write in time.is/the city.
But then I have to work it out backwards. Yeah.
That's not.
No, but time.is/Jakarta. And it will tell you what time it is there. And you look what time it is now and you go, okay, I get it.
Yeah, but then
but does it give
backwards.
You like, okay, so at 5 o'clock tomorrow, I need to know what time it is in Jakarta. Does it have that? Because there's a better site. I can't think of the name of it, but there's a better site and it has that. Because that's the issue.
Yeah, apparently if you put it into like a Google meeting or a Zoom meeting and put in, like, say, for example, they're in LA and you set the meeting to LA time, it'll just automatically convert to the GMT time. I don't know. I don't trust time zones. I think they're made up.
They are made up. They're absolutely made up. Yeah. You remember what China did? China should have like 13 time zones and it went, no, we've won.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
We had a different time zone to London until like less than 100 years ago.
Yeah, and even now sometimes we still can be because of GMT and BST and IST and all that.
See,
one thing I've learned from this whole fiasco that has just gone on for the last 10 minutes is anyone that has issues with their storage, go into your general and look at what's eating up your storage, because that's crazy. That 8 gigs of WhatsApp.
Do you know how big my WhatsApp is?
Huh?
56 gigs.
What size is your phone?
512.
Oh,
listen, I was going big on the 14, I was going big. Anyway, listen, we should be focused on what we're doing on the podcast, not what we're doing on our telephones. On the podcast today, we will jump into Music Master. It's a wonderful quiz. Sometimes things don't go quite the way you want them to, but you can still have a great time.
Music Master on Today FM.
Now let's go to Tipperary and find our first player of Music Master for this week. Her name is Paula O'Dwyer. Hello, Paula.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Quick question for you. We ran a poll before 10 o'clock there about the heating on or heating off at this time of the year. Have you had yours on yet?
No.
Right, you're not like me. I'm sitting there baking. I am. 25 degrees left, right and centre. Not for you. When will you put yours on?
I do light the stove out in the kitchen now.
All right, you
but
light
I don't
that?
Put the heat on. Yeah, for myself.
Ah, you see, that might be a little bit of it now. You know.
Yeah, there was a girl on earlier and she said she does it for comfort. It is a comfort thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's lovely, isn't it? Having the flames flicking away. I do love it myself.
Lovely.
All right, listen, Paula, let's get down to business and do Music Master and see how you do. Here comes round one.
Okay. Round one.
So in this round, you have three categories to choose from to answer your questions, Paula. You can have either Pop Goes the Regal, Screen Time, or Hang On There Now.
Hang On There Now.
Hang On There Now, says you, you'll have. Paula, these are questions about songs that feature the word stop in them. Hang On There Now, says you. 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. The song We Can't Stop appears on the album Bangers. Who is the artist?
Haven't a clue.
Miley Cyrus. Hey You, Always on the Run, Gotta Slow It Down, Baby Gotta Have Some Fun is a lyric from which song? Stop by the Spice Girls. Oasis sang Stop Crying What?
Oasis sang Stop Crying What? Michael. Baby?
One, Michael. Stop crying, baby. No, stop crying your heart out. Which band told us don't stop moving to the funky, funky beat?
Don't stop moving to the funky, funky beat.
That's
who's
it.
That, Michael? I don't know.
S Club 7. Michael's not much use to you. Creedence Clearwater Revival wondered who'll stop the what?
Who stopped the music?
The rain. The song You Can't Stop the Beat appeared in which musical or movie?
Can't Stop the Beat. I don't know.
Hairspray. Finish the song from the Smiths. Stop Me If You Think What?
I don't know.
Stop me if you think you've heard this one before, says you. Listen.
Oh, holy God.
Paula, they didn't suit you, so they didn't. But
they did
I've got
not.
Great news for you when we get to the bonus round.
I'm all good. Bonus round.
The great news is it's me singing. It's Dave's ditties in the bonus round, right?
Oh, so
what you have to try and do now is decipher what song I'm singing based on me giving it a little mumble and a hum. And here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
You get one right, I'll give you a point. You get all three right, I'll give you 3 points.
Okay, so, great.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So listen, I need artist and title of each one. Here's your first one. What song is this?
Can't stop believing. Can't stop believing. Is it what? Journey. Europe.
Oh, you're
Journey.
So close. Give me the song title correctly now. Hang on, you got the band Journey. What's the song title called?
Can't Stop Believing.
No, it's not. It's called Don't Stop Believing. Ah.
Perfect, see.
I know, but I have to be strict on him. Okay, get this one. You get this one.
I say I was the worst ever on
No, hang on, you still got one to redeem yourself. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way, and Can't Stop. Okay, yeah. So let's get this one because this will give you a point now. Here you go. What's that?
I haven't a clue.
That was Rihanna and Please Don't Stop the Music. I wish you would never stop taking part in Music Master because you're so much crack, Paula O'Dwyer, but you managed to get yourself a score of 0.
Oh, holy God. That's
well, look, if your competitor has an equally poor round, we could end up possibly in a tiebreaker. You never know. And well, Michael was no use to you.
No use whatsoever. No.
Is Michael a dog or something? He didn't answer a single question. No. Come here, right. Paula. You're some crack.
Nothing. Yeah.
But listen, you will never go away empty-handed. If you don't get through to the final, I'm going to give you a Dave Moore mug. So you sit tight on the phone now. We'll see how your competitor does.
Now, Dave, I doubt.
She was amazing. But sometimes things do go the right way. People do win the headphones. And Lorraine gave us a call to tell us that she brought the headphones on her holidays. Lorraine Riley's in Dundalk. Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
You're back in the office, are you?
I'm back in the office, freckled from head to toe and... pining for a bit of sun. Oh, we have a bit of sunshine.
A bit
today,
of sunshine today,
but I can't complain too much.
Tell everybody, because I think this might be the furthest afield the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones have gone. Tell everybody, where did you bring your Bluetooth headphones?
I brought my Bluetooth headphones to Puerto Rico and Gran Canaria.
Ah.
They made their debut on the Aer Lingus flight over. And nobody caught me. I was kind of like expecting a few people. Oh, look, there she is.
There she is. There's your woman. I heard her on Music Master. So nobody batted an eyelid at your Dave Moore headphones.
I'm very disappointed, but my daughter was delighted because she was cringing hard, you know.
Excellent. Well, listen, you sent a gorgeous picture of the beach and yourself sitting on the beach with your Dave Moore headphones on. Fair play
with
to you.
Dave Moore headphones, yes.
Would you know what's kind of the most cringe thing is, your daughter would love this, is sometimes when I go to do the shopping in my car, say the headphones that I've brought with me are my AirPods, or I have these heavy metal ones called Heavies. If they're out of battery, I reach into the back of the car, and I have to say, the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones keep their battery better than any other pair of headphones I have. But I sometimes do my big shop wearing my own headphones. Now that's cringe.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you have to get the brand out there, you know what I mean? But yeah, right, actually, I would have to, but, well, the battery was out. Like, I'm not cool enough for any of these earbuds or
right.
Apple iPhone.
You need
like
you
that.
Need the headphones over your ears.
I'm Samsung, Android, and my Today FM, and I will be taking them. I'm going to Spain in 3 weeks. I'm not an international guest.
You
ever,
sound so. Like you are.
Well, okay, I'll play up to that very yeah, my next trip shall be, I'm going to Spain to a yoga retreat, and I'm going to wear my Bluetooth headphones there.
Very nice. You're going to a yoga retreat?
I'm going to a yoga retreat, yes.
God, that'll be gorgeous in Spain as well. That, and in 3 weeks, it'll be the start of October. We'll be freezing here, and you'll be going over there baking, you will.
Yeah, last year I went and it was 26 degrees, 27 degrees. It was beautiful. Yeah.
And it's actually, to be honest with you, it's actually nicer than in August or July, because then it's like up in the high 30s and you're nearly dying, but 26 in October is gorgeous. And are you going on your own or anyone else going with you?
No, I'm going with the yoga group here in Dundalk.
Oh, fantastic.
With my lovely teacher, Anne McDonald, and I think there's about 10 of us going. So it's just outside Valencia. It's really beautiful, and I have to very, very... But it's beside the beach and it's unspoiled and there's no shops or anything. Like, so you can't even get... I actually forgot toothpaste last year and I couldn't even go to the shop.
Oh, you're joking me. It's that remote.
It's saved by one of my fellow yoga fans.
Right.
So, yeah, it really is. It's lovely.
Well, listen, enjoy. That's going to be amazing. Make sure you know you bring the charger for the headphones so you can listen to them all the way through.
You know, I did not need to charge those.
So they do keep them right. Yeah, it's not just my pair. They all do keep their battery charged really well, don't they?
Brilliant. Yeah, and actually they're full for anybody listening. They want a pair. They will charge off your Android phone charger. So
there
you don't even need to ring it. So there you go. It's just going to be a trend now. Anybody who wins them.
Well, let's see. We'll see how far away they've gone. So you're currently the furthest. So Puerto Rico. And which of the islands is that?
That's in Gran Canaria.
Gran Canaria. Okay. Well, that's the furthest I think we've gotten so far. So if anyone can beat that, they can let me know on 087-4100-102. But Lorraine Riley, you are currently the furthest traveller with the Dave Moore headphones. So thanks a million.
But Dave, do you know what? I'm not a music master, and I've got a very blank space on the wall of my office. So I will be mailing. I've got holiday.
There you go.
I got the answer today. Paul
Weller. See, Paul Weller. You knew Paul Weller, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I knew that. Yeah.
You're right. You're going to have to have a go.
I mean.
Yeah, and see if you can be one.
Yeah, okay. Lovely speaking
to you. Come here, you too, Lorraine. Thanks a million. Talk later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So good. You can win your headphones, play a Music Master and everything else. Of course, €250 and a certificate for your wall. Play Music Master 9 to 12 on the radio every single day on Dave Moore on Today FM. One of the other great things I get to do on my show is talk to celebrities, and I do love some of them. And Deirdre O'Kane is literally top of the list. She's so much crack all the time. She walked into this interview wearing shades.
Hi, Dave.
Are these those glasses that change with the light, or are you just wearing shades indoors like a cool bitch?
Yeah, I'm just wearing shades indoors like a cool bitch. It's to cover the fact that my makeup's not really done. So this is an easier way of dealing with that.
It looks really
very
good.
Bad hair day. So I kind of feel like if you can't really... I feel like
there's,
if I'm in
there's
glasses,
a camera shining right at you.
You see,
so.
This is the problem with radio.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we get you at every angle.
It used to be that radio was free of any of this stress of having to look down. And I just looked... My hair is become...
Well, did I spot you walking in with a bit of shopping?
Yeah, every time I come in to talk to you.
Yeah.
I shop.
What was on the
menu? Look at your
today?
Location. You're right beside.
For anyone who doesn't know, Today FM's offices are literally in the smack.
They're in
the
Zara. They're
practically
in Zara.
In Zara. We've put Zara on the third floor and H&M on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
So what were you in? Shopping. Was it closed, was it?
Well, I was goggle boxing this morning.
Oh, I see.
So I came from the other side of the city and I had a little bit of time.
But what?
And it is a new season.
It is a new
season.
So
I needed a few new season bits.
And I was talking to Dermot Bannon recently and he was proudly telling me that, of course, you can claim all these things as, you know, a cost of your wonderful performance.
Well, I don't think I can.
Well,
I used to be able to,
right.
But then I formed a company for myself. And now, apparently, I know it's so painful.
Revenue, what are you doing?
Well, they're killing us all. I mean, let's not get depressed about
no,
it. But my
not,
God, now
not.
That they got the money from Apple, could they, could they ease
quid?
Up?
Ease up a little bit,
on
lads.
The middle, squeezed middle. Could they just back off the old USC charge? Could that go?
That could go. Surely with the 13 billion
it's time.
USC. They said they would get rid of it. But that's
why
be
I actually
so much
enjoyed
fun.
Shopping so much this morning because it wasn't online.
Wasn't online.
I was back in the shop.
Have you bought stuff online before?
Like, yeah, I have. I'm sure it's never right.
No.
Sometimes it is, but there's always a few bits you want to send back. But do I get around to sending it back? No, no, I do not.
Have you tried the Chinese websites and apps and things?
The Shein and the likes.
Carl just got a delivery there the other day. Look at him.
Tell me how you get on. Was it good?
He did. I'll tell you one thing. He did get a pair of shorts, right? Can you just read out loud what the tag of that short says?
Point the same of view. Point so the same of view this, instead of the same point of view.
Yeah, this is the issue,
point,
I think.
I quite like point the same of view, actually.
Yeah, yeah. The same
you see,
of
I like
view.
That. I mean, you wouldn't put you off wearing the shorts, would it?
A bit long anyway.
That was just stuff.
Long?
I wanted them short up here.
My God, because they're not long.
No, they're not long at all. Wow. He wants to be revealing as much thigh as possible. But this is the thing. You never know what you're getting when you're buying online. No. Even like from the inverted commas reputable places, it looks like something, but
there's no real joy in it. I don't get it. I'm full of trepidation. There's happiness when the package arrives and fear when you're opening it open.
And then regret when you can't send it back.
Then regret and remorse. Oh, God.
What a hero Deirdre O'Kane is. Absolutely amazing. The other thing we talked about, which I loved, was finding out where people met their partners. Because there was a lady on who was trying to create love down at the ploughing. It was Mairead Lochman from Love HQ. But it got me thinking about it because, like, for example, I met Tracy after I had seen her on the telly and fancied her. And then I happened to get a job working on the same TV show she was on. It sounds a little bit like Sliding Doors, but it kind of was.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
was.
You know, she had a boyfriend, so I didn't press, you know, my luck at that point. Mm-hmm. I waited until they had came to a natural conclusion, and then we started going out. But that was it. Like, it was a weird thing to see someone on the telly, then go work on the telly with them, and then fall in love. And now we have four kids, and we're married, whatever, 17 years, something like that. Carl, where did you meet your love of your life, Claire?
I met her for the first time at the iconic Secret Garden on Washington Street in Cork City.
What Secret Garden? It's a club?
It's a club, yeah. It's upstairs to Reardon's is the bar.
Reardon's. Yeah, Reardon's in Cork.
Secret Garden is the nightclub there, and that's the first time we ever locked eyes.
Okay, well, I will say that's pretty traditional, meeting in a club or a pub. So we're going to have to park you in the traditional thing.
Oh, yeah. It's
mine's
not,
a bit
it's
more
not.
Non-traditional. Emer, yourself and Nikki?
We met in DCU. We were both studying journalism and we were in first year. It was around about this time of the year because it wasn't that long after a lecture picnic. Mm. And I was sitting in a lecture hall with my friend Luke and we were very cool. And we were sitting there chatting.
Sorry, Shapunda, still are.
Yeah, totes. We were very cool.
Okay, very cool.
And we were sitting there and Nikki walked in and saw that I had Electric Picnic wristbands on. Hence, I was so cool. I was still wearing my Electric Picnic wristbands. I went through a phase where I wore them all for years.
Oh, so like even the ones from the previous years.
Yeah, I think I got to like, I had about 8 years. Where, yeah, I was manky.
What
but at the time,
you were wearing a Whoop or a watch. You wear them for years.
I switch my Whoop like every third day.
Okay, but come
on, you
noticed
the white
watch.
One was yesterday.
I did notice the lady. You got a new one now.
And then there was a phase and yeah, it was a whole thing. Okay. I had many, many of them and he went, oh, cool. And I was like, yeah, whatever, man.
Oh, so you kind of did that,
like
I'm too cool for school.
I was just like, oh, God, like, I don't want to talk about this guy about Electric Picnic, whatever. And then we just got put into loads of the same groups because he's Ryan, I'm Shannon. And
similarly located in the alphabet. That is cool.
A lot of group work that became solo work. Actually, there was one story very quickly. What really happened in the end was we were put together in loads of groups and then there was one group, there was myself and Nikki and this other guy whose name I won't say in case he listens. And he either dropped out or just never showed up, so we had to do everything together, just the two of us. So we said that should we ever get married, we're going to have a chair with an
empty for him.
For your man. Yeah. Thanks, man. You brought us together the way you can ever.
But again, I will say meeting the love of your life in college is, I'm going to have to say that's a traditional
is
one.
Is that why you kind of have such a special thing with EP?
No, because the first couple of years we were together, I always went and he did too. And the first few years we were together, like we went separately. Right. I remember it was like a big, I think we were together like 3 years. And I was like, we should probably
go together, you
and
know.
Like, amalgamate our friend groups. And it was a big, like I had to go
That's
with my friends. And like, I'm going to sleep in Nikki's temple. Like, I'll still stay with you guys. I'm still in your temple. Like, I might just sleep in Nikki's temple.
You know, because like we're going out with each other.
For 2.5 years.
What I'm hearing here is the chapel in Electric Picnic. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Well, listen, we wanted to know, had you met your partner in somewhere a little bit less traditional? And oh my God, you guys delivered. For example, Emer Fitz is in Mayo. Hi, Emer.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Where did you meet him?
At a triathlon in Dunmore East.
A triathlon in Dunmore East. Now, were you taking part? Were you a spectator? Was he taking part? What was going on?
We were both taking part.
Okay.
So we were actually in the same triathlon club, but we didn't know each other. That was the first time we met.
Oh, right. And so, are you both from Mayo?
No. Owen's from Dublin and I'm from Mayo. We were both living in Dublin at the time.
Living in Dublin at the time, both in the same triathlon club, but I suppose they're popular things, so you don't know everybody who's there. And how did the ice get broken?
I don't know. We were kind of chatting at the before the swim and the wetsuits and all that.
Oh, so you're both in the wetsuits?
Yeah.
Well, certainly nothing left of the imagination from that point of view then.
No, and the club we were in was having a good club weekend down there, so everyone stayed down there after the race.
Okay. And, that would obviously worked out. He's your husband now.
He is. We actually went back and did the same triathlon in 2019 when I was pregnant with our first child.
Ah, no way. That's amazing. And when did you get married? How long after the first triathlon did you get married?
Oh, 7 years. We got married in 2019. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's incredible. Congratulations. And did you say that was your first? Have you more kids now?
Yeah, we've two.
You have two?
So, yeah, two girls.
Amazing. Well, listen, you better give him a shout out. What's his name?
Owen Gorman.
Owen, right. Well, listen, congratulations to Emer and Owen meeting in a wetsuit. Not in the same one, it should be pointed out, but that's amazing. Nice one, Emer. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And then there's a lovely voice note just come in as well. This is from Niamh.
I met my current partner of 20 years in Cork Airport, of all places. And 20 years later, and three kids. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, she says at the end. Yeah, it's done. Lisa's in Galway this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. And were you watching Man United win 7-0 last night, Lisa?
No, my small lad was on. He's a Liverpool supporter.
He wasn't too bad. Well, although Liverpool beat AC Milan 3-1 the Champions League, so I'm sure he was okay with that. But yeah, come here, sorry, I'm just trying to crowbar it into every conversation I get because no one else is asking me about it. So anyway, Lisa, tell me about where you met your partner.
So 3 years before we actually got together, my sister was going into his shop because she was getting pierced. So I went with her. She's a piercer.
All right.
And then 3 years later, I wanted to get a piercing, so I went into the same shop, and he remembered me.
Oh, from 3 years before?
Yeah.
Now, had you remembered him in the sense that obviously you knew that guy and that shop does piercing, but had you remembered him in any kind of a romantic way?
Not really. I just kind of went into the shop and was like, oh yeah, same guy, like.
Whereas he was like, she's finally walked through the door after 3 years of waiting.
Yeah, literally. He's here with me now. He's actually trained me to be a piercer now too. So
amazing. That's brilliant. So you'll be able to work together.
Yeah, so we're working together now.
You're working together now already. Brilliant. And tell me this, when you went back in to get the piercing, that's fine. He was there and all the rest, but how did it turn into a relationship?
He pretended that he was finishing work at that time and went leaving the same time as me and walked in the same direction.
What a clever man. What's his name, by the way?
Robbie.
Robbie's there beside you now. And any plans to tie the knot?
Yeah, we're getting married on the 28th of October over in Spain.
Ah, fantastic. Amazing. I got married in Spain as well. What a deadly place to do it. So come here. So 28th of October. So everyone traveling over and all?
Yeah, we have 110 people coming.
Oh, stop the lights. That's absolutely brilliant. And where is this piercing shop that you were both working in? At least he was working in.
It's AWOL Tattoos in Galway.
Right. And is that where you're going to end up working yourself after you're trained up?
Yeah, I'm already working there, yeah.
Oh, brilliant, Lisa. Amazing. Right, well, Lisa and Robbie, best of luck at the wedding in October. And there you go. Just goes to show you can wander into a shop and meet the love of your life.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave.
All right, nice one, Lisa. Have a good day. See ya.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. To Louth now, we'll find Lorraine there. Lorraine Dobbin. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just saw your message and I had to give you a buzz back because I think this is incredible. Tell everybody, well, we're going to say where you met your partner. Tell everybody what you were dressed as.
Well, I was dressed as Merida from Brave. I was cosplaying. We met at a convention in Dublin.
Okay, so a convention where you dress up as your favourite character from something. So you were Merida from Brave, the Disney movie. And please tell me he was dressed up as well.
He was dressed up as Link from Legend of Zelda.
Link from Legend of Zelda. Oh, yeah. That's so brilliant. And is it easy to see each other's true form through the costumes, or are you just attracted to the costume?
Your similar interests kind of bring you over, because he was a big Disney fan and I like playing games, so it was a good way of kind of saying, oh, you're into the same stuff I'm into.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. And so when did you then next meet after the convention?
So the next time we met was at another convention. So it was an extension, I think, we met at in the summer, and then we went to one in the autumn. And then after that, it was just conventions that we kind of met with, and we had a friends group that sort of just all kind of came together.
Gotcha.
And hung out. And then there was a bit of an interest. But unfortunately, he was over in Manchester for college. So he was a bit far away.
Yeah.
And then we were able to meet each other during the summer breaks. And eventually we started going out.
Okay.
And it was actually Friday the 13th that we started going out.
There you go.
So we actually stopped. And looked at the day went,
oh, right. So you actually picked a different one.
But it's been great ever since, and we only got married this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love these stories turning into marriage and everything. So well, you better give him his name. He's obviously not Link from Legend of Zelda. What's his real name?
Jack.
Brilliant. Okay, so yourself and Jack, and have you been to conventions together now since you got married and all?
Not since we got married. We kind of fell off the convention scene for a bit, but do want to go back to it. When we went to the conventions, they were a lot smaller. They were kind of the more little hotel ones that we went to.
Yes.
And they got very big and expo-y, which is still grand, but
not quite the same. I know what you mean.
To go to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that, and congratulations to you and Jack, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Nice one, Lorraine. See ya. Bye. Dave says, Cian, tell that lady who was just on, that was Lisa in Galway, she has to get the greatest wedding band ever, Monkey Tennis. Well, I don't know if you know this, Cian, if that's why you're telling me. That was my band. From my wedding band was Monkey Tennis at my wedding in the Costa del Sol. And the reason we hired them is because Monkey Tennis is an Alan Partridge reference. He suggests it as a TV show idea to the producer of the BBC, the chief commissioning editor of the BBC. He says, Monkey Tennis. And when we saw the name, we went, we don't care. That's who our band's going to be. So I don't know if Cian knows that, because I've definitely said it before, or if it's complete coincidence he's suggesting the greatest band on the Costa del Sol. Rebecca's been in touch.
Hey, Dave. I met my husband about 8-9 years ago in a bowling alley. I introduced myself to him. And yeah, so a few years later, we got together. Now we're married with a baby. Well, a toddler now.
Oh, that's very exciting. And Gavin's got one.
Hey, Gage. Just listening to Dave there on about how couples met. I met my now wife in America. Now, it was a bit traditional. We were walking in a bar together.
Oh, yeah.
But the catch is that we also lived only about 25 to 30 K away from each other in Ireland. And never came across paths. Had mutual friends, but never came across each other, but they ended up opening the bar together in New Jersey, and now we're married with two kids. Wouldn't change it.
Yeah, wouldn't change it. I'm glad to hear it. I love this one from Des.
I met my wife in Superquin, and Superquin was around. She was the checkout girl, and yeah, I'd queue up there with my one bottle of Lucozade, and there could be 10 families in front of me and loads of other tills empty and all that stuff. But yeah, I'd queue up there just to say hello to Lisa, and then eventually met her on a night out, and one thing led to another, and now we're married with two kids.
Amazing. I love that. I love that commitment to romance, that you're just going to go to Lisa's till no matter which one is open, Des. Absolutely love it. Fair play to everybody for getting in touch with that kind of stuff. We talk about that stuff every day on the show. Something nice and interesting to sink your teeth into. So make sure you tune in 9 to 12 on the radio every day of the week, and then sure the podcast comes out as well. You've loads of bits there. And that everything, Colin, anything else?
No, just before we go.
All right,
before
here we go. We're going back into time zones, are we?
Yeah, because I found that incredible site. It's called 24timezones.com, okay?
Okay.
And so this is like Emer's issue is like, let's say you want to know if it's 6 p.m. Irish time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what time it is in New York.
So that's the end of Cahill there, and his microphone doesn't work anymore. So listen, that's enough about time zones.
You know, I like to leave a lot of stuff off my phone. Thanks, guys.
Emer's got to manage her iPhone storage. Yeah, Cahill's worried about time zones. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Goodbye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.